catching you up on everything you might have missed. It's the Christy and Bodge podcast on Hit FM.
Hello and welcome. Christy and Bodge here. And today, specifically today, the Area 51 raid was meant to go down. I tried to call the guy that organised it. You won't believe how that went down.
And we play a game of R&B Friday's trivia.
And you also discussed the fact that now that it's spring, it's mating season, you've got troubles with deer fighting in your backyard.
Fornicating, or as you call it, they're Twitter baiting.
Because they're fawns, I get it. All that more coming up.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM.
Bachelor wrapped up finally last night.
I know what a lot of people would have been doing. They would have been sitting by their TV with popcorn, wine, cheese, strawberries.
And their Kleenex because they're single and they're lonely and they're trying to live vicariously through the people on the TV. But old mate Batchy, he's an astrophysicist, or so we thought. He's done a degree. And apparently he's quite smart, but he works in a bank now, so I lost interest in the show. As soon as I found out he wasn't applying the knowledge, I thought, nah, I'm done. Don't want to watch it anymore. But a lot of the good characters as well went early.
Yeah, they weed them out pretty quick, don't they?
Yeah, which is rubbish because you want the drama towards the end. And there was only really Abby, who was the front runner for ages. She was the favourite because I think the rumour was that they were seeing each other or something.
Some sort of a connection, yeah. Who knows. But yes, he did walk away with Chelsea, leaving poor Abby absolutely distraught. And could you imagine being that person that's sitting there reliving that, watching that on the show?
Oh, Abby,
going back to the trauma again and again.
Yeah. No, she put up on her Instagram, like, you know, she was, I think, what'd she say when she walked off? She's like, get me the F away from him. I'm like, don't be so dramatic. Come on, you know what's going on here. You're going to get 200, 300,000 followers from this.
Well,
you'd be right.
It's funny because Abby was saying that she forgot that they were filming when she was so caught up in their hometown where they go back home.
Yeah.
And she felt that it was this bubble and it was real life. It wasn't the whole Bachelor world. And then she realised that her heart was absolutely ripped out and that it was all just filming when obviously it was revealed that Chelsea got it.
I feel like some of that's just because, like, she, you know, it was, you're on TV. Like, to know that that's going to be on national telly, I'd freak out as well.
Yeah.
I don't even care about that now because, like, I mean, obviously Chelsea is like a chemical engineer or something. So it makes sense that you got an astrophysicist or an astronaut, whatever he is, and a chemical engineer. That goes together. Whereas
sparks fly.
Don't even know what Abby is. Couldn't even bother. But
I don't know.
Angie Kent, though, she's from Gogglebox.
Mm.
Now, Angie and Evie are mates, aren't they? Are they the ones that used to sit together?
Know.
I'm pretty sure they are. Anyway, she's hot and she's cool and she's very funny. And I can't wait for her in The Bachelorette because turns out her brother, her brother is in the mix. Not to date her. He's not weird or anything. Oh. But she has hidden him in amongst the guys that are going to be potentially winning her heart. And
so he's like the little mole there that's like sussing things out so she can hear the inside scoop from him.
So in the promo that I saw yesterday, which was very good, I was very happy with it, you can see him sitting there just like looking around while all the guys is, you know, talking pretty filthy like about her. And he's like, yeah, okay. And you can see in his face he's not keen on any of them.
Wow. Well, it's funny you say that because applications are now open for next year's Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Well.
But here's the twist. You've got to be over 25 to enter. So applications are asking between ages 25 and 35. So very strict. It must be their personal choice of ages. So if that rule was implemented for this season just finished, that would have meant Abby couldn't have been there because she was under 25.
That's interesting.
So that could have made a very big difference.
I think they should get ugly people on The Bachelor, like real uggos.
Would you watch it then?
Yes, I absolutely would. I want to see ugly people getting upset and having their heart broken and breaking hearts, and then I want to see two uggos, two ones or twos out of tens, get together and do the business. And I want them to walk out their little hut and walk out so that all the other contestants can see their walk of shame, and then I just want that kind of drama. I want to see ugly people getting it on. Ugly people. Next year, Bachelor. Ugly Bachelor.
You know, you've got to do the whole research in regards to what sort of laws they have. What cultures they have, and what you need to know before you go over there. You don't fly blind in case you do something illegal.
You can fly blind if you get drunk on the plane.
Well, that could be actually illegal in some countries. So
yeah, it's true.
You just got to know what their cultures are, because they are very different to ours. So you do get that culture shock the minute you go overseas.
And Indonesia is probably our closest neighbour. I think it's a little bit closer than New Zealand. And the fun police are just going at it again.
Oh, absolutely. So you're going to be shocked by a lot of their laws that are already implemented, particularly one that they're trying to pass, which is bonking will be banned in Bali.
What, in general, or like, what if you're married?
If you're married, you're fine. If you're not married,
I was going to say I know they're overpopulated, but
so the whole thing is, unless you're married, you can't have sex in Bali.
Right. Well, so first off, you can't have a punt. You can't go for a slap of the pokes. Porn's illegal. If you drink the water, you could get crook.
Barley belly.
And now you can't do it.
No, you can't do it. Right. Can't get jiggy.
Yeah.
Unless you're married.
Well, I mean, it's not all a bad time. There's still some things that you can enjoy. I've got myself a list. Aggressive monkeys that'll steal things from you. Google Maps is so incorrect over there, apparently, that you will get lost if you follow Google Maps. Cheap tats that could put you at risk of disease, HIV. Barley belly, we already mentioned. You can pay the cops off if you have a little wee on the street because you've been drinking too much.
Oh, they're so corrupt over there.
Yeah, you pay them and they're like, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Unless they know it's your first time, and then they go, tourist, here we go.
Oh, they so know that you're a tourist. It's like they can pick you a mile away, hey?
Yeah. No,
we've been to Bali either, you or I, but so unless you're married and you're planning on going to Bali, just don't do the dirty under the sheets because it is against the law. But there's a whole heap of things that they're trying to get passed in the bill, including the fact that it's illegal to criticise the president.
Well, is it worth it? Has he done enough to be criticised? I think you should criticise everyone, everything. Me, you, everyone.
Does he bonk?
I bet he does. I don't know who he is, but I reckon he bonks day and night. All day and all night. Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Dee McCarthy, welcome. It's R&B Fridays, my friend. How are you?
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Meghan Markle, back on commercial flights.
Back on commercial flights. Today, Meghan, just like the rest of us, jumped on board a regular plane like a regular person. Guessing she probably got a good seat, though. I can't imagine she, had no leg room or anything. Probably either maybe at the front or maybe an exit row or something. Here's the thing. As you know, she got so much flack, her and Harry, when they put that private jet to Elton John's private island. Yeah. So they are now back. Slumming it like the rest of us.
Oh, good.
Slumming it.
Yeah, good. I understand why they need that privacy, but, they need to fix their PR. Something's not right. This is the big one, though. Madonna, how old is she? She's in her 50s.
Isn't she 60?
Long 60.
I don't know. Yeah. She's offering 20 mil for someone to...
knock her up.
Put one in the oven.
No, she did. Dennis Rodman, back 30 years ago, has revealed that when he was dating Madonna, she put him on a private jet to somewhere and, they hung out and she said to him that she would give him $20 million to give her a baby. It's a very unusual story because, surely she could do it a bit cheaper than that. Mm. But you know what? That was the plan. Apparently, Dennis Rodman is an unusual character, though. You know, he's all in with Korea and, South Korea or whatever. North Korea, sorry. There's something off about him. So I don't even know if I believe it.
So she paid it.
No, she didn't. She offered it.
Yeah, and he turned it down. I'd turn it down, to be honest.
Oh,
no offense to her.
20 mil.
I'd need more than that. It wouldn't cover the fees for the therapist I'd have to see.
Dean, you'd take the 20 mil, wouldn't you?
I'd do it for 10.
All right, 13, 12, 16. How much would you accept to put one in Madonna? Also, a child, that is. Let's not get crude. Also, I was looking for some eggs in the back of the fridge the other day, and I saw some, but the best before date was well and truly, months ago, and I thought I'll risk it. I'll try them anyway. I've learnt my lesson from that mistake. I won't make the same with Madonna. Okay?
Wow.
I'm just saying. She's in her 60s.
It's not that bad. That's just money.
It's gone a bit dark, hasn't it?
Dark.
Well, Dean.
Barbie Fridays.
Yay!
I can't wait to hear the big actors. I can't wait. That'll be awesome.
All right, Dean. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye, guys. Wake up.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast. Hit 10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money. Christy and Budge's Alpha Bucks.
$690 is up for grabs. That's a lot of pressure when that money is on the line.
Well, it is getting up there because once it hits 1,000, we're capping it.
You reckon you have those rules and cap it?
We cap it.
Totally up to you.
$1,000 is enough money.
You're the one
for
that rules the roost.
All right, good morning. Hello, who have we got there?
You've got Karina.
Karina, good
Hello.
Morning.
I'm going to put you in my ears. Is that better?
Yeah, that's put us in your ears.
I'm just going to put you in my ears.
Good morning. Now, what are you going to do with the cash if you win?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far.
All right, well,
it's good. You can't take it to Hawaii with you.
Well, yeah, she is going away for 4 weeks.
Yeah,
unless it's an engagement ring. I'll go the engagement ring. I'll go on Bodger's side and go on the engagement ring route. If you get an engagement ring, I'll give him some money towards it. How about that?
So you're telling my hopefully future fiancé that you'll contribute to the engagement ring for me?
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Karina.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
All right, well, 30 seconds will be on the clock. You can say pass at any time. Forgot Tom will come back to it. You can't use the same answer twice, and you've got to get all 10 right. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, ready.
Okay.
Your Kristen. Letter this morning, Karina, is W for Wednesday. God.
Okay.
And your time starts after this first question. Karina, name us a sports team.
The Warblers.
A mythical creature.
A pass.
A word related to radio.
Words.
A breed of dog.
A white Kelpie.
Pub snack.
Pass.
Something with no legs.
A worm.
Cooking utensil.
Wooden spoon.
Boy's name.
William.
Yeah. Thanks William. For that. That's awesome.
What were the other questions?
You
a W.
Oh, W. Yeah. Oh, no, I like your white Kelpie.
Yeah.
Dog. That was great. That was.
Tell me a dog that starts with W.
A whippet. They're like those little mini greyhounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mythical creature. I mean, I was thinking werewolf, but I can't.
White. Yeah, that's a mythical creature.
Could you say White Walker? Because that's from a TV show.
Yes, definitely. The winter is coming.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
no engagement ring. Sorry, Christy.
It's all right. She wasn't getting one of those anyway. I got the hot tip from her partner when they go away, Karina.
If I come back and I don't have one, I'm blaming you.
Well.
Oh, no.
No, she's not. She's going to blame me. It's her fault.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM. Last night, I had the sheets, right?
Yes.
The absolute sheets, because right. I didn't sleep. I had a very restless night's sleep because in my area where I live, we have a reserve that sort of goes around the side and the back of our house, where a nature reserve.
Big reserve.
Lots of kangaroos, lots of rabbits, meant to be koalas, not that I've ever seen a koala, but we have a lot of deer, and in particular, the bucks, the big blokes
with the antlers.
Yes.
They're rare. They're like unicorns to me. I always see the ones without the antlers and I go, well, you're boring. Move along.
Well, you know what time of year it is?
September. So it's footy final season.
That too. But yeah. No, yeah. Spring season and they all fornicate, don't they?
Well, no, in Bambi, the owl says they get twitterpated, which means they fall in love.
Well, they're twitterpating and last night at about 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear this, that's the doe crying.
Oh, okay.
And then you've
What's happening to the doe?
I know, because there's two bucks going at it.
What, at the doe?
No, they're fighting over the doe, and she's crying, and they don't stop.
Well, hang on, how do they fight? With their antlers?
Yes.
Right.
So I've got some audio for you to hear what it sounds
like. Here we go.
That's their antlers.
Sounds like kids fighting with sticks.
Yeah. You know the first night I ever heard this?
Oh, wow.
I actually thought,
look at them go. Oh, my God. They're going to cut each other. Oh. Yeah, once he's given up,
and then she's
one gave up
in the
and ran away.
But The first time I heard that, I legitimately thought that there was people fighting in our backyard with sticks.
Why was she crying? Was she like, no, boys, don't fight over me?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
You can both have me. It's fine. We can work out a timeshare.
But you know when you hear dreadful sounds coming from outside?
I've got a magpie what swoops at my window.
And if you're scared, like I am, of the dark,
yeah,
it's dreadful. Well, you just don't sleep.
Well, you'd roll over and you'd say to Michael, your partner, just go, can you go check outdoors? I think there's a fight. Take a knife.
No. I've done it before. Actually, I've ran at them. You're not meant to run at the no, ducks because they actually come back at you.
Yeah, they've got massive great antlers on their head. They'll stick one through you.
A fresh way to get up.
Christian Barge on Hit FM.
When are you going? When do you leave?
Well, today, like right now, like I've got, 50 minutes left with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. We're done and dusted.
Yeah, but then you go away when you're here afterwards, hopefully.
I've got the weekend, Bodge. I am going overseas. I'm leaving Monday. I don't really need to give you all those details. You've been trying to pry it out of me of exactly where I'm staying in Hawaii.
I want the guy that's driving the boat. I want the guy that owns the hotel. I want to know where you're staying, when you're staying, because I'm going to cause all kinds of dramas for you while you're there.
I see. I thought you were trying to do that to maybe help the cause.
Oh, no,
the fact
I'll find
that
you.
Michael and I are going on a romantic holiday to a tropical island paradise, and I feel like you're going to help by putting rose petals everywhere, put candles and all these beautiful gifts. Make it look like a honeymoon without it being a honeymoon.
Well, you're expecting a chunky ring,
surely. Well, that's not what I'm expecting, but the locations that we're going to is very much representative of what a lot of loved-up couples do after they get married.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't ruin that. Because you can't go on a holiday, the pair of you, without me. I feel like I'm part of that relationship now.
The third wheel. Wow. Yeah.
Well, no, I feel like it's a three-wheeled car. You can't if three-wheeled cars, you need that third wheel because of the way they're designed, and that's the way it is. I mean, I don't want to get involved in all the physical stuff, but I don't like being left out. So while you're away, I'm going to make it my mission to try and find you and to try and organise things. Might not work. I might get bored of it. I might change my mind. But
I'm now frightened that what's going to happen is you're just going to actually take time off.
Yeah.
And our poor lovely Mid-North Coast listeners are going to be left without anyone because you're going to end up over where I am somehow.
Yeah, well, I know that our listeners are going to miss you. And one particular on the line, Bender, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
How are you taking the news, mate? I know that you're a favourite caller on the Mid-North Coast. We get letters every time you do call, online anyway.
Thanks, guys. I've got a bit of a fan base out there, so hello to everyone who supports Bender.
Yeah, all right. Well,
we do love you, Bender.
Chris is going for 4 weeks. I've got a couple of people here that are going to take over here and there, but how do you think... Do you think this is a ruse? Do you think she's going for good? I've lost two.
Nah, she's not going for good, mate. But I just got a bit of your conversation yesterday. I've never seen a car on the road with three wheels, so you better take me and we'll have the fourth wheel too, eh?
We could have a romantic day. No, there's a Reliant Robin, it's called. They're a three-wheeled panel van.
Never seen them.
Yeah.
You tell them fibs.
No, it's true.
Google and now, if you two go, you may as well just turn it into a boys' trip. What's the point of me going there?
We could do that, but, you got more responsibilities than I do, Bender.
Yeah. We need a responsible adult, so you're coming, Chris.
Now, what do you think my chances are, though, Bender? If I'm going on a romantic holiday for about 4 weeks, that means 20 days without Bodge. Do you think I've got a chance at getting some bling on my ring finger?
Oh, mate, yeah, I definitely think you've got that chance. I've heard you two are a great couple and that, but you'll be definitely coming back to us.
Oh, I'll be coming back to you.
Yeah, that's a threat, Chrissy, as well. Come back or else. But aren't you in the? Aren't you getting married or something as well? Is that a thing?
Isn't myself? Married?
Yeah,
I am getting married. I'm hitched. I'm sorry for all the women out there, but I'm in love.
Bloody hell!
Oh, good man. Just publicly right, announce Bender. That. Love
there
it.
You go. Well, do you want to do a shout out to her? You want to say something lovely? It's Friday. Come on.
To my lovely fiance, I absolutely love you so much and have a great Friday, darling.
Oh, there you go. All right. Good one, mate. We'll take it easy. Have a good weekend, okay?
Right. See you, everyone.
Love you, Bender.
There you go. Now, Chrissy, if you go, just make sure you come back, okay?
I'll be going for as long as I've been on this show, so maybe I won't.
Yeah. Actually, do you know, I'll be all right. I'll be all right, to be honest.
Okay.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM.
And, today is the day. It's tomorrow in the US.
Mm.
But the 20th of September was when that Storm Area 51 event was planned for. Do you remember that?
Oh, the one that's gone viral all over Facebook and everything.
The guy that made it took it down. He took the event page down because he was facing all sorts. I've got him on Facebook and he's online at the moment. I've messaged him saying, can we give you a call? But he keeps going, oh, I don't want to do it, don't want to do it. I'm like, well, don't be a little wuss.
Refuses to comment.
Yeah, no, he's commented to a lot of people, but I think he wanted money. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to give you money. I just want to talk to you.
You're too broke anyway to be able to pay that for content.
I wouldn't do it anyway. I would not do it. But I don't watch Naruto, but apparently there's a Naruto run. So it's a cartoon, like anime to the nerds. And you put your arms back and you just run. And in the show, I think it means you run quicker
That's
or better or whatever.
That's the style of thing where you look like you've got wings on your arms.
I don't know. I don't know. It's silly. But, you know, it was just a joke thing that he put up. It went viral. It had like 2 million people said they were attending. Area 51, if you don't know, it means you've been living under a rock, but apparently what they've got there, Christy, they've got aliens and they've got spacecrafts and they've got all this stuff, stargates, so you can travel to other parts of the universe.
All in the one spot.
Well, there's a couple of spots, right? That's why it's called Area 51. It's a big area.
So what, they zone them off? All the different kinds of aliens?
Yeah, I've heard
zombies
this.
Zombies over here.
I've heard, like, you know, they detail them and they bung them in a safe and go, right, well, you can sit in there. It's like a big warehouse.
Oh, with all the alien guns stored there as well.
I mean, I've seen TV. I know what's going on. But, you know, they deny it. Of course they deny it. They're going to deny it, Christy. I'm telling you this on the secret down low. I could call this guy right now. In fact, I'm going to do it. He won't answer. Anyway, let's call him on Facebook.
I know you believe in this. This is why you've got a bunker.
Let's see if he answers.
Because you think zombies are going to come and get us.
Oh, he's hung up on me. What a dog. What a dog.
He doesn't want you to storm it.
No, I don't care. I want to know what's there. I want to know what's in Area 51. So does he. So do millions of people. Why won't the US government tell us anything, Chrissy? What's there?
Because of you.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to do much with the information anyway. I just want to know. I'm curious, mate. Don't make sci-fi around a specific area and say, oh, well, we're not going to. It's like being told, here's a Christmas present. We may tell you what it is down the track, and then like having it sit there, and then you can't look at it. You can't even peek and just have a little gander at it, see what's going on.
Aliens aren't real, though.
They are real. Of course they're real. Probably.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast. Hit FM.
Last one for me before I jet off on holidays. And Josh from Port Macquarie joins us this morning. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Oh, very good, thank you. Now, have you got young kiddies?
I do.
Ah, great. Well, if you win this game today, you're going to be walking away with a cool Little Monsters numeracy game for your children.
Oh, there we go. Hey.
It was his birthday yesterday too, so
that'd
be good.
Oh, that's perfect. All right. There you go, an extra present. Hey, Chris is going to ask you a few questions. What, three questions is the best of?
Three questions, and they're all R&B related.
All right, best of three. Good luck to you, Josh.
Okay, so this is a true or false. Brandy has sold over 40 million records worldwide. True or false, Josh?
True.
Yes. What was Brandy's TV show called?
No idea.
It was terrible.
It's got her name in it, let's just say that.
Brandy?
Close enough, being Brandy.
Being Brandy.
You've already got one shot out of three, so
stickler for the rules.
Last question. Brandy's hit The Boy Is Mine, which we played before, featured which female star? Was it Khalees or Monica?
Monica.
Yeah, buddy.
There we go.
You know your Brandy and you know your R&B.
Well, you can tell your kid you got them a brand new present even after their birthday. That'll set a precedent for next year. You'll expect one. She'll expect one for next year.
No worries.
Thanks, bud.
Nice one. Hey, R&B trivia for another week. There we go. I don't know how I'm going to do it without you. Oh, wait. I'll get someone else in. Seems to be the way to do it because you don't want to stick around. You want to go away on your little holiday.
Are you going to miss me?
Of course I'm going to miss you. Idiot. Why do you have to go?
I can't wait to go.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're back again. We're the Backstreet Boys.